This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
It's time to tee it high and let it fly on the Tee Florida.
I demand satisfaction.
On the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network. Live from the 19th Hole Studios inside Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill.
How about a Prisca?
Bringing you the week's coverage of all things golf.
He's got to be pleased with Dad.
From PGA to NCAA. And now...
Well, we're waiting.
Let's tee off with Mike Rickard, Oscar Gamer, and John Rieger.
Good afternoon and welcome to On the Tee Florida. We're live from Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill on a bit of a cool day here in downtown St. Petersburg this November 16th. On the Tee Florida is brought to you by our good friends at Ice Pick Vodka, Shipyard Brewing, and Sea Dogs Brewery, where they're serving breakfast daily. I'm already slurring my speech, and I even had a Ice Pick Vodka Tampa Bay. That's Bill Butner's responsibility. He's in the house, but I'll do the introduction as soon as we get done, because we got a gentleman that's very busy right now. He's Major Ed. He was on half a dozen times last year prior to this great event up in Clearwater. Of course, it's for the Whiskey and Water event, the Heart of a Lion Foundation, that is John Daly and his foundation. And Major Ed Pulido is on the air. And where are you at today, brother? I know you're driving this direction.
Well, brother, I'm coming in hot, you know, here around St. Louis and headed to Owensboro, Kentucky to do a big event with, it's actually a military ball, and they wanted to do it the following week of Veterans Day, so it's going to be a great time.
Well, actually, this is kind of a Veterans Day month for you, for all the activities that you're involved in. And here you are this weekend, another one, and deservingly so for all of you veterans. And, of course, your commitment to America, it goes without saying. Owensboro, Kentucky, back in the day, I could tell you a couple of places to have an adult beverage. I went to college right down the road in Bowling Green, Kentucky. Be careful driving by those back roads. There's some unique people there, Major Ed.
I heard there's moonshine.
Like, there might be about every, yeah. Just go knocking on the doors; you'll find some. And they see in your military apparel, they'll invite you in. So let's talk about this weekend. I know this one's near and dear to your heart. JD, John Daly. I'm actually going to go up to Clearwater Country Club tomorrow. Meet him at 11:30 with Greg. Greg said to say hello to you, and he's looking forward to seeing you. I saw him today when I ran up there.
Oh, great.
So talk about this. How you and John got together?
Well, you know, John Daly's my friend, my hero, and just has done some incredible stuff. A lot of people don't know him like I do, but I got to tell you, I've always admired him. And we got together back in July of 2020. I was about to retire from working at the Folds of Honor Foundation, and I was looking to maybe do something different and just kind of change the pace. And John Daly came calling and asked if I would be a part of his movement, of the things that he wanted to be involved with in regards to philanthropy. And he was already doing things, but it wasn't set in an inventory, as I call it. Like, you know, we put it in the queue and we said, hey, let's do it. And that's how the Heart of a Lion was born. And the great thing about it is the Heart of a Lion provides mental, physical, and wellness to our nation's veterans and their families, our first responders, America's children, and our elderly folks that are in this country. And honoring our seniors is a very important endeavor for us because, you know, there's a lot of Vietnam veterans, and of course, all our World War II veterans are, you know, have pretty well, you know, they're in rest in peace. And now we're moving forward in a different way to just empower from birth to death our great Americans who have contributed to this nation.
So, of course, golf made sense. When you met John, were you a golfer? Did you like the game, or you just knew that you wanted to be in his world in some capacity?
Well, yeah, I was actually in the golf space. I learned the golf industry a lot later than most people. I mean, I played golf early in my life, but it was more just carrying the clubs and hanging out with the general and playing with them, you know. But it was a little different when I got introduced to, of course, the PGA of America, and it's, you know, so many professionals around the country through the work that I did at Folds of Honor. And then, you know, I got to really pick up the game and really did some very cool things. We took some veterans to Ireland and to play all of those great courses there. And And then all of a sudden, you know, I just kind of took on the game a lot different from a different approach. I looked at it like, you know what, I really can play this game, and I like to play it my way and tee it up wherever I want to tee it up and just hit it and then just rip, kind of just have fun. And what it's done for me is it's just improved. You know, I live with a traumatic brain injury, so it's done some really great things, concentration and eye and you know, coordination and, you know, just being able to play and exercise and getting out there. And that, to me, is the essence of golf. But also the gentleman's game and the women's game too, as well, in that, you know, you go out there and you build character and honor and duty and responsibility, and those are all attributes that we honor in the military.
Well, we've got a gang here. We got two pros. John Rager, you talked to him last time. We've got a fitness pro, and we've got Tom Gribben. He's a good friend of mine. That they're all involved in the show, and they finally. I think they know that I have someone I can golf with. You tee it up anywhere you want, in the fairway. I like that. Next year, I'm definitely in for a round with you, or a hole or two.
Well, you know, yeah, you got to check it out, because what I do, and it's so funny because, you know, I think people laugh at me when they play. Look, I'm not here to take score. I'm here to have fun. But one of the things I like to do is, you know, I play with my driver. I play with a seven. And then, of course, the putter and the pitching wedge. And I am able to get it to the green and then be in position to putt. And it's just like a really cool way to play golf, in that, you know, sometimes I'll use my 7 and 8 irons, but or a 9. But it's just interesting because, you know, it's hard to move my pivot, my footwork as I move over the ball. And John was actually instrumental and telling me that I was going back too fast. And so now I kind of come back, I wait for, you know, maybe a half a second, and then I come back through on the ball, and there's more concentration and there's more, you know, energy going through as I put the ball down range. And I just think, you know what, it's improved my game immensely, and at least taking my time, too, to where I'm not just out there whacking at the ball, but I'm actually, you know, hitting a good shot and being competitive.
John?
Hey, you know, Major Ed, thank you for being on the Tee Florida. You know, we just went ahead and posted on our social media featuring the tournament, the Whiskey and Water Invitational. And, you know, so I was interested to know, where did that name come from? And then I started doing some research and discovered that it was an album by John Daly, who we know likes to play the guitar and gets up there and plays a lot of music. I was looking at some of the names of the song, and just so perfect here. One of the names of the song is Cold Beer. There's Golfer Man. There is Drink a Beer. And then one of the songs here is, the title is Whiskey and Water. So did you know John before he put that album out, or is that something that's just recent?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I've always known John to be, you know, musically inclined. And also, you know, he's really good at a lot of different things. So for me, when I first met him and he was, you know, singing, and I would go to and attend his events in Arkansas, I was always just admired by his music talent. And now, because he's a lot older, he feels like, you know, this is the time where I can be opportunistic about, you know, seeking out what, you know, what I like to do in the music industry. And, you know, Jake Owen hanging out with Kid Rock and a lot of the country music artists out of Nashville, because we're all members at Old Hickory Golf Club, and he got me an honorary membership there, and we're always there with everybody. That, you know, it kind of ballooned into something that he wanted to do and follow and create a passion for. And then, you know, the Whiskey and Water song, I will tell you that, you know, it's got a Willie Nelson twist to it, and it's just a really neat song, and when you hear it, it's kind of it's just kind of like Toby Keith type, those type of songs where, you know, in years past, you know, everyone would sing these songs and a little whiskey, and now it's got a little bit of a twist with a little bit of rock into it. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's all about being country, man. And I tell you what, that's what sells in America, and that's a powerful thing. And I just hope Nashville doesn't change, and we keep going to keeping our roots to where we're at, and because those songs really play well on the golf course as well.
Hey, Major Ed, one of the things coming up is the PNC Championship, and I think the kids are still the show with Charlie Woods and now young Will McGee, Annika Sorenstam's son. But little John Daly, I guess he plays golf at University of Arkansas, and I think he might be in his second year. Give us an update on him.
Yeah, well, you know, little John's playing in University of Arkansas. My daughter actually was entertaining that school, and she chose University of Oklahoma, you know, our school of choice. And but anyways, my point to all of that is that, you know, they've got deep roots there in Arkansas. He followed daddy's footsteps, and then, you know, they play together. And when they play together, it's little John that kind of carries big John. Big John can put it out there, but little John's got some stroke too. And then big John, you know, for some reason at the PNC, his putter comes to life. And so him and little John really do very well. You know, they played along. You remember Tiger Woods and Charlie, and then of course the Singh, VJ, and his son won last year. But it's just a great event, great energy. Our good friend Theo puts on a great show. This year we're involved in the in the observation post for our military, and it's just a way to just do something very powerful. And Omaha Steaks is involved with us this year as well. We're going to have a pro-am on that, I believe, that Thursday, and JD's going to play with a group, and we're going to do some really incredible stuff, raise some money. And, you know, it's just a really neat thing. And you know what? We need more of that in America, whether it's a male and their daughter playing on that PNC championship stage, that, you know what? It's about family and getting together and playing the game.
We've got a gentleman here in the house that's been producing and encouraging musicians and entertainers for quite some time. You were going to say something about the whiskey and water?
No, I was going to. I was going to comment that I did my recorded my first record in Nashville in the early '80s. And I just wanted to let them know that Nashville's already changed.
Oh yeah, dramatically, hasn't it?
Irreparably changed. All the music.
Yeah, it has. Yeah, that's why you got to go outside the outskirts of that Nashville. But like, you're right. That's why we hang out over at Old Victory, and you know, it's you know, what is their bird, the crane out there? They got more cranes up than anything else. You know, buildings. You know,
it's for your bachelorette party now. It's not to go up there and record country music,
and NFL drafts, and any other function that they can squeeze into there. Okay, so it is Willie. I listened last year. It's Willie that partners with him on Whiskey and Water, right?
What's that? I'm sorry.
I said it's Willie Nelson and JD on that Whiskey and Water, right?
Yeah, in fact, Willie was kind of the inspiration behind the song with JD, and it was a combination there. And you know what? One thing led to another, and then that song just became really popular. And so it's going to be neat just to be a part of all of that and you know, continued. And that's why the event there in Clearwater is so powerful for JD, because he lives there with his family, you know, in the winter months, and it just has a lot of feel to how he lives his life, you know, and just water and just the beauty of that area is just incredible.
You know,
hey, you know, Major Ed, I always like to watch the Food Network because I'm always hungry. And a few years back, I was watching that, and they had this, I think it was called Bar Rescue. And there's John Daly with his, I guess, a family operation over there in Tarpon Springs, and they came in there to help them turn the whole thing around. And there's John Daly on the Food Network, so he's into everything.
He's into everything, and he loves it, and he's inspired by it, and you know, and it's so funny because Hooters, that's kind of the birthplace, too. So now that, you know, him and little John are involved, you know, re-involved with them and connected more than they have before. And it's just a really great combination. So, and, you know, for me, I have roots there. My parents, my family has lived there in that area. And then, of course, Lakeland, Florida. And, you know, I just love Florida. I enjoy going down there and the people. And I just hope that, you know, from a political standpoint, they continue to show the country the importance of, you know, understanding that, you know what, politics has, as I see it, politics has no place in sports and all of this other stuff, and they try to make all of that out to be like that. At the end of the day, you know what? Take your junk and keep it in Washington, D.C., and we'll handle our business where we live. And that's the way I approach things, and I'm sure a lot of other Americans do, too.
Hey, Major, speaking of business here, I'm at your website. It's JDME, I guess John Daly, Major Ed, 1991.org, JDME, 1991.org. And I'm looking at this, speaking of being hungry, you got to deal with Omaha Steaks here. You get 50% off Omaha Steaks, plus they give 10% to the JDME Foundation. My goodness, that sounds pretty appetizing.
Yeah, you know what? It is, and they are doing these packs for Christmas, and it's just incredible to see a company like that step up to the plate and say, hey, we want to support our nation's veterans and our first responders. There's a lot of organizations doing that, too, and I just think that it's a very fruitful thing to be a part of. But at the end of the day, I'm just honored and grateful that there's great Americans out there that really care about our military, especially in your neck of the woods there. To everybody out there that has served, thank you for your service and sacrifice. And just know that, you know what, whatever happens and all the negativity around what's going on in this country right now, there's a lot of great patriots that live in this nation, and we're never going to let those freedoms get taken away.
He's Major Ed Polito, of course, Whiskey and Water, Heart of a Lion Foundation event this weekend at Clearwater Country Club. As I said, I'm going to visit with JD tomorrow because I get a kick out of it. You know, everybody thinks that he might be tough to walk up to, or, you know, he has so many people that follow him. You go up to Clearwater Country Club, and Bill Butner sitting across from me knows this. There's always a little skins game at noon up there. In fact, Greg told me, he said, well, you better get here about 11:30. I said, yeah, I caught him 2 years ago, right before he teed off. We talked a little bit about the Arkansas Razorbacks and their Elite Eight appearance in the NCAA basketball tournament, and that held his attention for a while. But he's just, when he's up there, he's just one of the guys.
He is, and that's so cool to see that, and just see that, you know, he could kind of be himself and have a great time, and not really, just all the members are really positive. And I don't know, you know, JD needs that. JD's done a lot to contribute, and I hope you bring this up, because all of the philanthropy efforts that he's done for years, and the people that he's helped, and just not only that, but just people that he's just come in contact with and that he gives his heart and soul to. And I just think, you know what, he's the journeyman of golf, a normal person that can go out and play and hit the sticks. And you don't have to have all the money in the world or come from this background or that background. You just come from the fact that you love the game. And that, to me, is what grows the game, is where normal people get a chance to go out and play, and it's not all of the fanciness, that all is good too, but you know what I'm talking about. Just a normal person that can go play and just have a great round of golf.
Hacks like me and guys like you that can tee it up anywhere they want. And let's talk about Saturday. Are there any foursomes available that you're aware of yet?
Yeah, there's foursomes available. If somebody wants to reach out, you know, they can go to JDME, 1991.org event. And then sign up. I mean, we're signing up people right at the end. Coach is coming. I know I probably, you know, try to keep things under wrap a little bit, but, you know, Coach Gruden's a great guy, and he's on our board, and just want to give him a big shout-out for his support of our foundation and JD and what is going on with John. And you know, just the connections that John has. And it's just a great, you know, blue-collar event that everybody has a good time. We have some drinks, and at the end of the day, you know what, we go home and we say, you know, today was a great day to be an American.
Well, you tee it up on Sunday morning then, about 8:30. We'll be there with our radio production. We'll have you line up a few conversations for us. Speaking of Gruden and football, guys, I don't know if any of you saw. How about J.D. when he was down there before an Arkansas football game earlier in the fall, and he kicked that 38-yarder. Barefoot. Did you see that?
Yeah, and JD likes going around barefooted anyways, but he did. And, you know, that's, like I said, there's just a lot of talent there. I mean, look, we need to sign up JD to play, to be the kicker of some of these teams, you know, because I'll tell you what, I don't know, kicking, Hickey's become an interesting dynamic. If you've noticed in the NFL, you know, there's an interesting dynamic going on around in kicking, and that you know, some of these games are difference makers. Just in fact, this past weekend, watching the Buffalo and Denver Broncos game, and you know, in the old days, man, a lot of these people were automatic. So maybe we need to sign JD up.
Yeah, Broncos had two extra points missed, almost cost them the game.
And six of the games last week were decided by field goals.
Exactly.
At the end.
Which was a record, I think, there, Tom. Yeah.
Well, just imagine if John Daly has any college eligibility left with today's name, image, and likeness. Yeah, he may be years Arkansas and put him on the squad there. And, man, he would really cash in on that with that kind of leg.
Be the only college athlete sponsored by whiskey.
Hey, talk about name, image, and likeness. The easiest slam dunk ever was for Little John when Hooters came calling, and that was a no-brainer. And bravo for that young man. In all the photo ops, he's got all these beautiful women, and he's just smiling from ear to ear, 19 years of age, and he's in all the promos with the old man. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, Little John, we're all proud of him. And those are some questions you got to ask JD, like, what does he go from here? I think he's got enough talent to go to the next phase and next level and do something pretty powerful. And you never know in golf, you know, when you're playing all like that full time, you end up getting to become really, you either become really good or, you know, you kind of get away from the game. But if you've noticed, you know, some of those young golfers right now, these top guns coming back up, you know, the practice that they go through each and every day is just remarkable. And that's what Little John's doing. And that's what it takes to get to that level.
All right, my friend. Well, we know you're driving towards Owensboro, and we'll see you on. I'll see you Saturday evening, and then we'll set up the show on Sunday. Drive safe. Hey, if you want to come on for a few moments on Saturday between 11 and 1 and talk to that audience, I'll reach out to you. Maybe we'll do that on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection, and give you a few minutes so we can reach out to some potential foursomes. How's that sound?
That sounds great. Well, thank you so much for the honor and privilege, and congratulations on the show to the whole team there. And as I always say, God bless the United States of America. And on behalf of John Daly, hoorah.
All right. Drive safe. Be careful in Kentucky, my man. All right.
Yes,
let's take a quick break, and then we're going to come back and talk to Kerry McNally. And he's got a little humor. And talking about vets, he was out in Pebble Beach. Was it just last week?
Yeah, he's a Marine himself.
Exactly. Hoorah for both those gentlemen. We'll be back. On the T Florida, live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, and of course our 19th hole clubhouse. We'll be right back.
18 holes never felt so good. We're on the tee from the 19th hole studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
On the Tee Florida, Florida's fastest growing premier golf and entertainment show, has now moved to Thursday nights from 5 to 7, providing more golf entertainment and inside information from PGA to LPGA, LIV, NCAA, high school, and local events. A show for scratch golfers and fun-loving hacks. Two pros, John Rieger and Bill Butner, sharing PGA Golf Tour insights and tips, along with the hack Mike Rickard, head of the Hack Nation, inserting Caddyshack humor with our talented entertainment team of Kerry McNally, Tom Gibran, and Ice Pick Vodka Cocktail Queen and Cart Girl, the talented Patty Suzette. Tune in to On the Tee Florida, Thursdays from 5 to 7 from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill 19th Hole Clubhouse and Ice Pick Vodka Studios for a chance to win golf passes, swag, Rays Bucks Rowdies tickets, and Ferg's Full Swing Simulator passes. That's On the Tee Florida on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network, streaming on Florida Sports Stream and RadioSt.Pete.com. Tee it high and let it fly with On the Tee Florida and Ice Pick Vodka.
What does Sea Dog Brewing and Shipyard Tampa Bay Tailgate have in common? Both are world-class experiences, owned by the same people. Want a great place to spend some time with friends this holiday season? The place to be is Sea Dog Treasure Island, 9610 Gulf Boulevard. Why Sea Dog, you ask? Well, it's locally owned with locally produced brew right here in Florida. It's also a place for fun, food, and drink on the coastal Blind Pass waterfront, ice pick draft drinks, Sea Dog Blue Paw, and a Mug Club rewards program. Get all this to go with a family-owned breakfast experience with homemade biscuits and more. Open 8 a.m. to late night. Check it out at treasure.seadogbrewing.com. While there, enter to win Tampa Bay tailgate tickets near Ray J for Bucks home games. Sea Dog Brewing, Treasure Island. It's where Tampa Bay family and friends go to enjoy life from breakfast to late night. 9610 Gulf Boulevard, Shipyard, Sea Dog Brewing. Check it out at treasure.seadogbrewing.com.
We're on to the next hole. And on the tee from the 19th Hole Studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Welcome back to On the Tee Florida. Of course, I want to introduce our new sponsor. We had him in the house, and that was Sean Knight, the Liquid Drip THC. I know, Jeff Ward, you and Patty partook.
Fantastic stuff, yeah.
Yeah, the orange and the blackberry. I tried it for, I had a half a can to, and I'm not an edibles guy. I never liked smoking weed. It's just, if I liked it, I would have done it. I do things in excess anyway. But I drank a half a can. Mark Ferguson drank a half a can, and he's missed probably purebred. And
I'm sorry, I missed that show.
Oh yeah,
you guys on gummies. So geez.
No, they're over here smiling. I didn't have anybody else in the house. You weren't here, and it was John Rager. And I'm looking over, and I'm talking to. After about 15 minutes, I'm talking to him, and they're smiling at me. They're not talking. I'm like, this is radio.
Mike thought we were here. He was like, you know, he's going, I can't feel anything.
That was these guys.
They started chattering.
Patty was just smiling mid air. I'm like, you can participate, dear. Oh, this tastes pretty good.
Patty was saying, Mike was going, I can't feel anything.
Anyway, that's our new sponsor. And then, of course, the Hippie Shack. Roger French and the gang. We're going to launch Reeling in the Years. It's a throwback show, 5 to 7 on Wednesdays down there. And that's right across from Sea Dogs and Shrimpies, two of our other clients. So you can listen to them on Florida Sports Stream and Sunshine, 96.7 FM. But right now, brought to you by Shipyard Brewing is...
And we are broadcasting from high atop Ferg Sports Bar right here in St. Petersburg.
19th Hole Clubhouse Studios.
None one of our sponsors.
Across from Tropicana Field.
Yes, sir.
And now, a gentleman, well, this is the first time that we've actually heard your voice, Tom Gribben, for 7 weeks.
I was in Italy.
You were in Italy.
Yes.
Then you had a little bout with laryngitis.
Oh yeah, I couldn't. And when I got home.
So I counted it. This is week 7. We finally got you back on the air.
I missed you.
Week 6 they were. I wasn't invited up there. They went up to Clearwater without us. Yeah. And you weren't here. Yeah, I was here. You were just up there.
And now we got Kerry McNally, who we haven't seen for 4 weeks.
Now there's a guy, good golfer. He's a good golfer, funny guy.
Am I out
he's
the air?
He's listening, you know.
Oh, he's on. Okay, get him on.
Kerry McNally, how are you, my man?
I'm outstanding, Mike. Buonasera to Tom. Welcome back, my friend.
Bill,
John, everybody out there. We miss you guys. Just unpacking my bag from Pebble Beach and the Legends Invitational.
Tell the audience about this event. We're going to an event this weekend up in Clearwater, and that, of course, is the event put on by John Daly for Veterans. That's Heart of a Lion Foundation. But let's talk about your incredible.
Yeah, Kerry, talk about Pebble Beach as they drive up to Clearwater.
Yes. Well, it has been around for 32 years. This was the year we celebrated our 32nd anniversary, and the Legends was designed 32 years ago. And it was based on the old Bing Crosby and Bob Hope clam bakes that they used to have up there at Pebble Beach. And a gentleman by the name of Curly Morrison, who played football in the 50s, decided to bring together a bunch of recently retired NFL players and have an event where they could all get together, having been arch enemies on the gridiron, that they could now get together and have a few cocktails and play Pebble Beach, and it's just expanded now. We have Hall of Famers and NFL players, and there are several charities that are supported by the tournament, the most important of which, of course, is the U.S. Navy SEAL Museum in Fort Pierce, Florida. They're on the East Coast. They have four separate 501Cs under the Navy SEAL Museum Foundation. And so it's not a tournament where you have a lot of pro golfers or anything like that. Anybody can play in it, regardless of your handicap. It is expensive to play in because it's an expensive place, but everybody stays at the inn at Spanish Bay. We have an open bar and gourmet food every night. The first night is the night that we pay tribute to the military. There's usually a keynote speaker, either from the SEALs or an admiral that's recently retired. And then we have the NFL up close and personal on Friday night, which this year was hosted by Beasley Reese and featured Hank Bauer, Jim Zorn, and Nat Moore. And that was highly entertaining because Beasley Reese is very, very funny, very talented guy. Just finished up being the CEO of the NFL Alumni Association. And then on Sunday, it's Pebble. So you play the links at Spanish Bay the first day on Friday. Then it's Spyglass on Saturday. And then Sunday, we bring it home at Pebble Beach. And then there's an awards ceremony in the evening at the Beach and Tennis Club right there on the shores of the Pacific Ocean. It just seems somehow, Mike and guys, to get better every year. It was just absolutely epic. The weather all 3 days averaged about 69 degrees Fahrenheit with not a cloud in the sky.
How was it to accept that award at the Beach Club for first place?
Well, unfortunately, I don't know. I used to play in it, and now I'm pretty much behind the camera producing and directing and interviewing the fellas. So I don't know. Probably never will know.
That's a great excuse right there.
Yeah, it's a fabulous way to pay tribute to the legends of the gridiron, and then of course our greatest American heroes. We had two Medal of Honor recipients this year, Mike Thornton and Jack Jacobs, both Vietnam veterans. And if you get a chance to read their citation about what they actually did to receive that, you know, the highest commendation available to military men and women, it is a fascinating read. Mike Thornton is essentially the archetype of the character Rambo. Sylvester Stallone met Mike years and years ago, saw a picture of him bare-chested with two bandoleros across his chest for this machine gun he was holding, and he said, "That's the guy."
Right, that's Rambo there. Right there, yeah.
Yeah, that's the guy.
Did you get a chance to meet Nat Moore?
Nat Moore, yeah, I did.
Art of Oil, yeah, University of Florida, and for the Dolphins, too?
Yeah, it was a great question, Tom, because it was the rarest of occasions for him because it's during the football season. And so most of the guys that would love to come and participate are involved in either the operation of the team itself, whether that's coaching or advising or scouting, or they're in the front office in some capacity, or they're in the broadcast booth. And so this is a rare opportunity because...
Or they're working for the website, gambling websites.
Yeah, so Nat is... Yeah, right, or that, exactly. And Nat is an executive with the Miami Dolphins to this day, and they had a bye week. And so he jumped on a plane and made it to the event. And so we decided to include him in the Q&A.
Did you get to talk to him? He's a great guy. Did you get to talk to him?
I did. A very sweet, very, very intelligent guy, very thoughtful. And his speech, which we'll publish online at some point, was really profound as he talked about, you know, he went around the room and asked a lot of the players what they made when they were signed and what their average salary was. And, of course, it was thousands of dollars. And if you go far enough back, a lot of them had jobs in the summertime to supplement their income and support their families. But he did justify that the players are now compensated the way they should be because the game is so popular. It's, you know, there's a great article actually in the Times right now, in the New York Times, about how the NFL is no longer so much a sport as it is a content creator. And all of the ancillary documentaries, and to your point, Tom, you know, the sports betting programs and all the analysis programs, the 24/7 cycle,
Absolutely, especially with gambling now. Now that they've embraced it too, they're part of it.
Exactly, and so it's hundreds. And
the whole fantasy
of
leagues are as big as the league. I mean, it's everything that comes out of the NFL. It's become
a brand. It was a fabulous weekend. I'm excited to say that I will be back next year. Next year, I'm not going to be behind the camera so much. I'm going to be on camera interviewing these guys. And what we're looking to do next year is to create a small series of documentaries about the individual players and the Navy SEALs and basically put them together while we actually stream the tournament live. So I'm really excited about being a part of it for my 10th year. This is my 9th year, and I'll be back in that capacity as a co-executive producer next year, the 33rd annual Legends Invitational. Well, if anybody wants to play
the Legends, congratulations, Kerry. That's bravo. Really great.
I saw you standing next to Big John Randall, the Minnesota Viking Hall of Famer. He's a big boy.
Yeah, and what an incredibly engaging and sweet giant of a man. He is very funny. He's super bright, and he's a really dyed-in-the-wool Minnesota Viking. He lives in Minnesota.
One question. Yeah. When he was out in the sun, was he wearing eye black?
I actually thought he was at one point. But as you guys probably saw on Facebook, he was kind enough to send a wonderful message out on Veterans Day that day while we were playing Spyglass. And just a really sweet guy who also has a hand in the betting world these days and doing very well at it.
Everybody does. Are you kidding me? It is obviously the future at your fingertips. So when are we going to get you back in the studio? Anytime in 2023 or
make a cameo
appearance in 24?
Yes, absolutely. And I have a quick little plug that I just found out about. Tom, you'll appreciate it. Guys, appreciate this. Easter weekend, I'm going to be opening for Tom Cotter up at Snappers Bar and Grill and Comedy Club, which is really kind of funny.
Is he coming down for one night?
No, he's coming for the weekend. He's going to be March 28th through the 30th.
Yeah, he's one of my favorite comics in the country. I can't believe he's doing a weekend.
Yeah, he's one of my oldest, dearest friends in comedy. I was at his 40th birthday. He sponsored me when I applied for and became a Friar at the Friar
Club. If I knew he was going to do that, Kerry, I would have put him in the Palladium. With his own show, one night, just more than he'd make on a weekend.
Yeah, well, let's talk about that.
He's playing Snappers. It's a comedy club.
Yeah, for sure. But maybe we can put him on, but we can bookend him or something like that. But he'd love to come down, and we can talk about that for sure, because he's a great guy, and he just always kills.
Hey, I wanted to pipe in on something here. This is John Rager, and if you go to legendsinvitational.com for listeners out there, you need to check out this website, because there are golf tournaments. This is the golf tournament. If you want to really go out there and have probably one of the best experiences that you've ever had. I was looking on social media today, and there was a gentleman that played TPC Sawgrass, and it cost him like $1,200 by the time he had tees and caddies. Well, then I said, well, how much does it cost to play Pebble Beach? Well, to play Pebble Beach, you got to stay there a couple of nights, pay caddies. It costs you like $3,000. That might be the most expensive round of golf that you possibly have. So this tournament is really special because you get to play Spyglass, you get to play Pebble Beach. But one of the really neat things, and Kerry doesn't toot his horn long enough, but some of the videos that Kerry has put together for these tournaments and of course, the Navy SEAL Museum were outstanding. But my favorite commercial I saw recently that you put together, Kerry, was with Bushnell, where you had a Navy SEAL. And tell us a little bit about that. Just tell us a little bit about what you did there and where we can find that so our listeners can watch that.
Yeah, okay, sure. It's on Vimeo. I can post it on the On the Tee Florida website.
That'd be great.
For sure. It was a conversation I was having with a gentleman who at the time was the CEO of Vista Outdoor, which is this huge umbrella, multi-billion-dollar company that has Bushnell and Foresight, by the way. Foresight was also there, and we can talk about that. They were there all this weekend. And if you guys have seen those Foresight machines, you don't notice them, but the next time you're watching an extended coverage on, like, the Golf Channel, and they're just showing the range, the driving range before the tournament, you'll see this small box that's about maybe 15 to 20 inches tall sitting right next to where their ball is. Well, that's reading every aspect of that ball flight. And so it's giving immediate feedback to those players as to how far they're hitting each of their clubs. It's not inexpensive. It's $15,000 for one of these things. But if you're serious about the game of golf, I mean, it is the way to, you know, that's sort of the way to know exactly what you're hitting your sticks. And we all know that's the only way to go low. You got to know what your 7-iron, your 8-iron, or your 9-iron does specifically, and it gives you that specific feedback. It also gives you information on whether you're drawing or fading or, you know, hooking or slicing the ball as well. It gives you backspin, launch angle, and, escape velocity and all that other stuff. So,
Mike can get all that information from the tee watching it. Oh, there's slices again. I don't need any satellite for that.
I don't have 15K, but I certainly don't need it. That's for damn sure.
But back to the Bushnell,
I struggle
John.
With these simulators.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I just want to pipe in on this. Mike's golf swing, I think, is on the back of milk cartons right now in the Tampa Bay area.
You know what? I'm getting sick and damn tired of all these guys humiliating the heck. I want Major Ed back on. Major Ed, I've got a veteran on my side. Tee it up anywhere you want. Have fun with the game. I don't care how you blow, folks out there. If you're a hack, we love you.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And it's not fair to describe Mike Swing as someone trapped in a phone booth with a B. That's just not fair. But anyway, back to the Bushnell.
I gave that information to Rager, unfortunately.
Right.
And he's out there chopping the corner for that
back
swing.
Back to the Bushnell story. Right, back to the Bushnell story. So I'm sitting there with the CEO of Vista Outdoors, and we started talking about Bushnell, the laser finder, and I said, wouldn't it be cool if we combined, you know, a Navy SEAL who seems to be spotting for a sniper with a professional golfer? And so that's what we did, and it was really fun to do because I had like a window of about 2 hours with the two people I had with me, and so we shot it in about an hour and a half. Just running and gunning, and I got the drone in the air and was able to get those guys. And the beauty too is that Mr. John Raynard, who is the, as you guys all know, the director of golf at Featherstown Country Club, is probably about 5'7", 5'8", and the gentleman who's the Navy SEAL there, he's like 6'4", 6'5". So if you look at the commercial, it almost looks like the professional golfer is playing with Chewbacca, and it came out really well. I'm really proud of it, and you can check it out on Vimeo. Just go to Vimeo and just punch in Bushnell commercial. I think you'll find it.
All right, my man. Well, we're extended our Veterans Day week, deservedly so. We were talking to a Marine earlier, and thank you for your service.
I
look forward to you coming, and of course, sitting across from me, Jeff Ward, thank you for your service. And I look forward to you coming down to the 19th hole, my friend.
All right. Well, Jeff, John, and Tom, and Mike, it's always a pleasure and an honor to be on the airways, gentlemen. Have a great rest of the show, and we will talk to you next week.
We miss your comedy element. We got to get you back down here.
Hey, we'll all go up to see him. We'll all go up to see him and Carrie and Tom Cotter. That'd be fun. Yeah, in March.
I'll
send a limo for you guys.
Sounds good.
All right. He's Carrie McNally. He's our resident comedian and, of course, multi-talented young man. Well, I've got a surprise for you in the second hour. I'm just leaving it at that, Bill Butner. Got a surprise. You're sitting over there. You're pouting in the corner because Patty, the cart girl's not here.
I saw Sadie's dad today. I mean, that would help.
What does that have to do with Patty Suzette, the artist and the...
Your personal bartender. Your personal.
Yes, exactly.
Hey, I'm on my second water right now.
Well,
Hey, just hang on. I have a feeling she's on her way.
Well, let's just say I'm efforting it. How about that?
I like it. I like your effort.
All right. So, John Rager,
he's not going to pout anymore.
Would you give me one of your pre-Outback introductions of Tom Gribben? Because I slighted him because I was trying to dive into that conversation with the major, and I want to make certain that audience who have not heard from him for 7 weeks, he's not a stranger to our world.
John, it was good enough. He said he introduced me as a friend of his. That'll do.
I was. If you want to come on this side,
so. Oh no! You know what? We have to. Since Tom's been gone so long, we'll have to give him our on the tee introduction.
Please do.
Here we go. Ready?
Since I don't.
Here we go.
Ready? Here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, on the tee, Florida. Man's threat, ladies' pet. the most interesting man in St. Petersburg, Florida. Please welcome Tom Gribben.
Boy, I can't wait to meet him. That was great.
Bravo, bravo.
Wow, wow, there you go.
Thank you, thank you.
That's the applause he's accustomed to. Jeff Ward, that's the applause you're accustomed to when you're at a show.
Yeah, all the time.
Yeah.
I'm accustomed to that when I leave the room.
Yeah, well, we applaud when you leave the room. Anyway, I've been diving into the Zoom. It's got some nice bells and whistles. And I kind of like the funk. I feel like Jimmy Fallon.
Give him a little something.
All right. Do you have any? Have you learned how to use the volume?
I haven't learned how to turn it up.
Have you learned?
Help. Oh, now the rest of the show is live.
Let's get back to golf. Yeah, you have to learn how to use that volume fader there. Woo.
I was working on it. Technology and I actually aren't close friends. Have you found out today as we've been going back
John,
and forth?
John, you know, if you let a guy play with your band, a new guy always comes in, he always turns up too loud.
he wants to hear himself.
The same thing. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, you know what we got to get down here, Tom, is we got to get Danny the Geek.
We got to get back down.
You know, we were working on handicapping, and I actually want to start doing that because I was watching the Golf Channel today. And if you want the time of year to bet long shots, it's right now in this wraparound season because you got guys that you haven't heard of. And of course, we've got an event right now, PGA, up at Sea Island. And I was looking at some of these names, but these are like sure bets on some of the guys. And I want to start talking about that, the JT Postons of the world. JT Postons got a couple wins under his belt, doesn't he, John Rager?
Yeah, he does. You know, obviously the fall series are great. You know, what about that Bermuda tournament last week with Camilo Vijegas? What an inspirational win for him, who was playing in the tournament. He was just trying to retain his cog. And now look at what he did. So the fall series has a lot of drama, a lot of great stories out there. And the RSM Classic that's being played up in St. Simons Island, Georgia right now, at the Plantation course at the Sea Island Club. A lot of rain all day today. So, leaderboard's going to be a little bit delayed going into tomorrow morning.
You know who I saw? Of course, he designed the course, I think it was with his father, or redesigned it, Davis Love III at one time was two off the pace. A North Carolina guy. I know. Go ahead and toot your horn.
Go Heels.
But pretty damn impressive. I mean, he knows the course, and I was watching him for a little bit. But that was pretty cool. But he's not one of the long shots because obviously he knows every element of that course. But here's another.
Well, if I was going to go into a story though this week about the RSM Classic, probably the biggest story I'm going into this is Eric Cole. Eric Cole is the son of Laura Baugh, who is the famous LPGA golfer, and Eric has had a spectacular year this year. But he's a rookie at age 35 on the PGA Tour. And he's had 12 professional wins, but they've been mainly mini-tour events and things like that. And so here he is out there playing on the PGA Tour at age 35, going to be a lock for the Rookie of the Year, making a boatload of money. This might be the tournament that he's going to win for his first time on the PGA Tour. And you're going to see Eric Cole on the PGA Tour for a long time to come. You know, he's not really big. He's not, you know, the typical PGA Tour pro right now seems to be like a Bill Buckner. You know, you got to be over 6 feet tall, and you know, and Eric's 5'9". All right, so he's short, you don't see much of that.
Bobby Smalley was?
Bobby was very small. Yeah, Bobby Cole.
Bobby Cole.
Yeah,
I'm Bobby Cole, famous South African golfer that was married to Laura Baugh for a number of years. Yes, I used to watch Bobby Cole play, and in fact, the first time I saw Bobby Cole play was years and years ago. It was like the 1971 Walt Disney Classic. And which a tournament that Jack Nicklaus won the first 3 years that the tournament was in its inception over there. And I remember watching Bobby Cole play from South Africa. He's about the same height. And yes.
Well, you know, you and I were blessed to be up there, of course, at the Annika, and you know, great finish on. Yeah. You know, I wish I would have got you guys tickets. Are you kidding me? Yeah.
Oh, you do, John. He's wearing an Annika hat, Annika shirt. He's got Annika headphones on. He's probably got Annika underwear. Well, and he wishes that he invited us. Bill Butner and I are looking at each other like.
Well, we called Butner, and all he talked about was wine and nine. And I said.
He said, if Tom and Jeff ain't coming, I ain't coming.
Oh, so this was a holdup from the three of you guys.
Yeah.
Well, let me give you guys entry to insult here, because when I got there, Mike handed me a Champions Club badge, which you go into the main clubhouse where everybody is.
Chef Paul's a good friend of mine.
He did a hell of a job.
I could have assisted in this.
Well, I didn't partake. I ate media food. John bellied up to the Champions Club.
Media food.
Well, Tom, part of the problem is, though, if you were in there, you're trying to help out and you're pouring water into people's glasses, your knuckles are much too hairy for that. You know, that would probably turn some people off on that.
What are you talking to, Jeff?
Talk about that spread, though. That spread was on, we only got 4 minutes. But that spread in the Champions Club, which was put on by the.
Here we go.
I did not have one morsel. I had a free cocktail.
John, if you're wondering why I haven't been here for 7 weeks, keep listening to Mike.
There you go.
I had a free cocktail, tipped the young lady who wasn't accustomed to getting cash, which I thought was kind of ridiculous.
Yeah, what is she going to do with those $2?
So there was three.
Hey, you could buy a lot of tickets for that, yes. And,
So what? It wasn't a spread. It was Tom's buddy. He did one hell of a job because I observed it and you partook. So we could talk about it on the air. I had ziti and salad and French bread provided for the media people. And that was actually very, very good. But I was going to talk about the event, but we've wasted that amount of time.
Okay, John, get us back to golf, will you?
Yeah, I was trying to get to golf until I got attacked again by this trio. No, Jeff Ward's sitting over here kindly.
I've been good.
The gentle giant has been very kind. I don't expect any more out of you. And he's got 7 weeks of stuff built up.
Well, Tom, to answer your question here, it's about 3 minutes before the top of the hour. So, you know what? We got to get in. The Wild Bill's Golf Weather Report, brought to you by Yank and Crank. Extreme fishing fashion, what golfers wear when they're fishing. So my weather report's going to come from Sea Island, Georgia, where the RSM Classic is being held right now. It's raining, everybody. Feels like 66 degrees. Humidity's almost 100%. Because, duh, it's raining. Northeast winds, 11 miles per hour. Gale warnings, actually, on the coast. Forecasted to rain all night and into the morning, so there might be lift clean in place tomorrow. So there you have it. That's Wild Bill's Golf Weather Report. If you go to myShopify.com/YankAndCrank, you can buy a hat. And remember, that's what golfers wear when they're fishing. Wild Bill's Golf Weather Report, brought to you by Yank and Crank.
You want our weather report here on the lower nine, the Michelob Ultra lower nine, with both air conditioning going. It was a crisp 60 degrees, 58 degrees when Jeff Ward showed up. And I noticed that it was a bit brisk. And
John, for the first time, Mike, tell him to turn the air conditioners off.
Hey, I can't keep.
I walked in and I'm going, what's going on here?
I get no respect.
I wish Wild Bill was here.
He's got a nice sweatshirt on from the Onica, but I'm over here freezing to death.
You're the one that selected that, which I can't say what's on that shirt.
Well, we're wearing our T-shirts because it's usually hot here. You have this big hoodie on the Onica.
Big hoodie. It's a Florida hoodie. Big hoodies.
Wild Bill's come to St. Augustine this weekend. It's the Pirate Ball. And Wild Bill's a big-time pirate. Arr, matey.
I'm driving up for that.
All right. We got a wind hour number one down in the books. We'll talk a little bit about the Onica when we come back, and we'll talk to their director of golf as well. And then we'll talk about how I slighted these gentlemen. We'll be back on the Tee Florida, live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, brought to you by Sea Dogs Brewery, Ice Pick Vodka, and, of course, Shipyard Brewing.